Blog Talk Radio.
Azunke parin le bahe, eh, azunke, azunke parin le bahe, parin le bahe, me la zan kase washo, azunke, valre le parin vodou le bahe,
azunke parin le bahe,
eh, azunke.
Of my understanding, teaching, walk, and work
along this divine life path and journey. And it is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Wednesday. Today is Wednesday, October 20th, 2010. This is the High Noon Power Lunch, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, and universally from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeah life path and journey, passing down the great Obeah stick of knowledge and wisdom, of healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. I would like to welcome each and every one of you present live with me in the chat, Kalahat, Divine Peace and Blessings, Fire Witch, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Queen B1, Divine Revelation and Manifestation, Divine Warm Summer Wind, Divine Joy and Happiness, and of course our special guest, Divine Greetings and Salutations, and Anne24, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to be with the Divine Prince here on Blog Talk Radio for the High Noon Power Lunch. My website, where I can be reached utilizing various means, virtually, cosmically, universally, spiritually, quantum, metaphysically, and always in 360 degrees of power and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Also recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in the various virtual temple groups, which begin in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. I specialize in doing battle, difficult, and block situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. Please also know that, again, I have several other sites within my virtual temple group, House of the Divine Prince, where I offer a variety of experts of various fields and expertise. And again, those links begin in the center of my website, first page, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. But also, those links can be found at my main Keen profile, www.keen.com/divineplusprince. Also be reminded that if you are a spiritualist practitioner, tarot reader, evangelist, minister who offers powerful, life-changing, transformative, expert, professional advice, wisdom, and understanding, you are invited to join any of my virtual temple groups. Right now we have 8. If we include Papa Say's Central, that would be 9. And they all can be found, again, in the center of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, but also my Keen profile. Today is October 20th, 2010, Wednesday. We are still under a Venus retrograde from October 8th to November 18th. In all humor and love, please don't say I didn't tell you, I didn't warn you. I told you it was coming. It's a long one for Venus, particularly if love and relationships and also finances are on shaky ground for you right now. I'm seeing people who are struggling, but I'm also seeing people who are having powerful, profound results, transformations, and transitions from one place to another. The key, of course, is faith, commitment and our ability and willingness to give and feed, excuse me, the divine creative forces, dark matter, dark energy, dark space, and all the divinity that inhabit that creative womb. We must surrender and move beyond our present understanding, whatever level that understanding is, whether you're in elementary school, whether you're in college, whether you're working on your doctorate. Understand that right now all things are being transformed, turned upside down. We were forewarned generations and centuries and life cycles ago of these changes and these transformations. And it's very easy to focus on the negative, on the imbalance, on the unknown and the unsure as a distraction to focusing on the light, on the clarity, on the purity of understanding, and the power that comes from surrendering. Because, see, we've been taught the bad things about surrendering, humility, humbleness. I'm talking about something right now that's so much more powerful than any earth understanding. Because by truly surrendering to the higher forces, the creative forces, the true divine powers that rule our universe, you're only giving into your higher self and reaccessing your higher power, your divinity, your God-like manifestation. That's how I can smile in the face of tragedy, laugh in the face of opposition, and continue to move forward. Some people who know me say, I don't share enough about my oppositions. I don't want you to focus on that. That's why I don't talk about it. But believe me, I'm being battled from every side, every direction for sharing this teaching, for sharing this knowledge, for sharing this understanding. And not from a book, not from a philosophical perspective, but from experience. My genuine life experience. Indeed, right now we are beginning to transition into the harvest moon. And let me start by saying that we are still under not only the Venus retrograde, but we are under a Libra lunation, Libra sun, to just think of the scales, and then a Piscean moon. And Pisces always represents a combination of not only change, transition, season, cycling, and you may not have ever thought about Pisces in this way before, but you have the two fish there, which correlate with this vibration now of harvest, of receiving, and receiving comes and goes in a cycle. We clear the land, we plow, we till, we plant the seed, we provide water, moisture, sun, or at least get out of the way or facilitate the natural process of water, sun, season, all the nutrients that the divinity, the creator, have provided to us naturally. We've just lost our contact with that cycle. The harvest moon is also known as the hunter's moon because of the fullness of the moon and the proximity of it during this time of the year. And of course, I'm speaking from this U.S. Northern Hemisphere. These moon cycles come to hoodoo via Native American tradition. Native American tradition. For those of us African American, born, raised, or having genetic familiar connections to Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, more often than not, you have a great deal of Native American genetic makeup, and it's more known in some families than in others. And that plays a great deal of the foundational makeup of hoodoo, that mixing of that natural animistic spiritual connection to the environment, to the creation, to the universe, and being in a state of spiritual consciousness to interpret and reinterpret that, the microcosm with the macrocosm. What we see, what we experience here is only a reflection of the greater cosmic universe. And that's why the devil, if I may use that term right now, that individual, that entity, utilizes religion and understanding, and maybe only love, more so than anything, to bring about confusion, doubt, misunderstanding, miseducation. Because truly we have the mechanisms within us, naturally, spiritually, physically, etherically, quantum metaphysically, to operate as well as, if not better than, any fine-tuned computer known to man, and our ability to perceive, receive, contemplate energy, messages, imagery, feelings, emotion. The mineral kingdom helps to assist us in fine-tuning that, in much the same way that we take vitamins to fine-tune our mineral vitamin chemical makeup. Only this operates on a quantum metaphysical level. Energy, light, sound and or vibration, and our willingness to surrender to that clarity of understanding. The Fall Harvest Moon, this information can be located in my blog. I actually posted a Blog Talk Radio blog with the moon meanings and understanding. I believe I also posted them on my Facebook. Yes, on my Facebook, I believe. But you can definitely find them in Blog Talk Radio as a blog. I think sometime earlier today I posted them. So you can go there and look at them at your leisure. I have about 7 minutes in the show, so I don't want to digress too much with what little time we have to work with. This is the Power Lunch. And as we move forward towards harvest, Thanksgiving, showing reverence, looking over our year, our bounty, counting our blessings, this will be the overall nature of tonight's show. Remember to always join me here Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio for the Divine Prince and House of the Divine Prince Live and in archive. We are going to be talking about preparation for harvest, excuse me, Thanksgiving, celebration. This is the time we are drying, we are pickling, we are canning, we are powdering down our eggshell for cascarilla. This is the time we make the red brick dust powder during this period of harvest and Thanksgiving. This is the time for offering 9 grains against poverty to Legba, to open financial roads, familiar roads, but also to show severance, to show honor, to show appreciation for our unique seasonal, cyclical relationship to creation and to the divine creator. is a time for working with and collecting and drying corn, pumpkin, squash, dry beans, wild rice. And be sure to collect your Indian corn, that multicolored Indian corn. In many parts of the country, this is the only time of the year from now until Thanksgiving that it's going to be available. And I usually buy it in bulk. Buy it in bulk, and I use it in certain Gregory. I use it in certain rituals. I definitely use it in my Kwanzaa display and celebration. But it's always good to keep the corn. I believe in Swahili it's in kisi. If I'm wrong, I'll come back and correct myself tonight. It's representative of prosperity, but more importantly, children. But children represent not only a generational, familial prosperity, but also a financial, material prosperity as we go back to indigenous culture. Children have taken on more of a property-based, status-based position in modern society, for which I'm very uncomfortable with. Because it means that we're not feeding the need, we're not feeding the growth, we're not feeding our own generational rebirth. Many of us have gotten so disheartened that we think, you know, once I'm gone, that's it. I don't care what happens after. We don't have that sense of responsibility to the continued harvest, to the continued season beyond our own personal gratification. So this season, again, is about collecting. It's about counting. About celebrating the bounty, the harvest that we've come to selfishly expect without any effort in its continuation. We expect to be able to go to the store and now acquire these things, whereas before, and for many of us still, those in the South, those vegans and vegetarians, those with a green thumb, you herbalists, edible plant enthusiasts, we're still working to be connected with these cycles at the grassroots level, no pun intended, at the grassroots level, with the dirt under our nails, our knee print in the soil, reconnecting, ever reconnecting with the great mother, Earth, the great father, physical, earthly, material manifestation. So begin to look right now at your corn, at your pumpkins, at your squash, your beans in a very different way, symbolically, religiously, materially, as we prepare for the holiday season. And it's coming quickly, quickly. Halloween will be here in a few days. Thanksgiving will be here in less than a month. Many of you with children, you're already thinking ahead because you're having to budget in for some of these things, some of you. But before I go with my last 5 minutes, I want to point you today in the direction of Ruby. Ruby. When we think about crystal and stone and mineral, we don't really hear ruby a lot. Ruby is a precious gem, semi-precious gem. They come primarily from Indonesia, India, Asia, that general region of our planet. And ruby is a type of corundum, which crystallizes in the form of tabular. Those are those flat, wide crystals. And rhomboid hydral, which are like a pyramid with the flat base attached to another pyramid, forming almost like a diamond-like shape. And in masonry and quantum metaphysics and many magical rites, we understand that the symbol of the pyramids that we see are only representative of half of the equation. There's an inversion that takes place there, like a six-pointed star, where you have one point forming up, one point coming down, as it were, above, so shall it be below. As we surrender to our higher consciousness, the higher realms surrender more in material manifestation unto us, and the lower quaternary. It's a very deep, complex understanding, but simple if you would just allow yourself to just meditate on it. And the color ranges of this ruby typically includes pink, crimson red, orange red. I've even acquired some almost violet-like ruby from Indonesia. It sometimes exhibits almost a electrifying radiance. There'll be little window panes within the stone where you'll be able to see, what's the word I'm looking for, reflections of light, almost like a brilliance to it coming through the ruby. And then other places of the ruby will have a more denser quality. And many of these rubies are also coming from Thailand and include a analcin-type crystal, which gives it that illuminescence. This mineral stimulates the heart chakra and assists one in the selection and attainment of one's ultimate values. It further stimulates the loving emotional side towards nurturing, bringing spiritual wisdom, health, knowledge, and wealth. Ruby is known as a stone of nobility, gathering and amplifying energy while promoting and stimulating mental concentration. It can improve one's success in controversies and disputes, encouraging gentleness and discouraging violence. It is an excellent shielding stone, protecting on all levels and safeguarding one's consciousness from psychic attack. And this is the time of year, harvest, celebration, Thanksgiving, where we are focusing on dark stones, hematite, black obsidian, tiger iron, which is a combination of hematite, jasper, and tiger eye, and also, of course, our red stones, which also include hematite, because hematite doesn't have a metallic appearance, but if you scrape it on the sidewalk, it'll leave a red dust, carnelian, and also ruby. So within our triune of red stones, carnelian, hematite, ruby, jasper, and tiger eye, as opposed to iron, tiger iron. They're two separate stones. Tiger eye comes in brown and gold, blue, even red. Tiger iron typically will display the three separate mineral presences, but generally the golden variety of tiger eye, reddish, brick-like jasper, and hematite in either a metallic mirror-like energy or a darker, almost blackened earth tone energy. Now, it is also said that the ruby stone is said to represent one's rise from martyrdom. So for those of you who seem to always feel as if you're swimming against the tide, fighting against some strong spiritual force, a blockage, definitely ruby is a stone you will want to look into and invest in. Join me here tonight. I will continue 7 to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity. All is indeed a blessing if you can see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. peace and blessings. Ashe.